Hey, yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, CJ Mello, on a Monday morning. How's everybody doing today? Hope your weekend was great. Hope your week is going to be phenomenal. We got a few things to break down today, like last week's was CinemaCon. Oh, my gosh. The Flash trailer. We'll get into that. We'll get into that, bro. Things about Marvel movies coming out, hopefully. This week, we got a couple things to talk about as well, but we'll get into it. See you on a second. All right, choo! Are y'all feeling just tired of having all these energy drinks that after you drink one, maybe even two, you get tired and like you kind of get the jitters and stuff? I'm telling y'all right now, go check out Dubby Energy. I'm telling you, yo, I bought probably like four tubs of this stuff. It is delicious. Every flavor is awesome. Excuse me, I tried to burp there for a second. It's probably one of the greatest energy drinks I've had. It's a powdered energy drink. So literally, you get a bottle of water, 16.9 ounces or whatever it is. You put one scoop in, shake it up, you're good to go for the rest of the day. It's a jitterless energy blend, bro. Jitterless iron. Literally, it replaces other inferior caffeine beverages. It contains zero maltodextrin, zero fillers, zero artificial colors or dyes, and no proprietary blends. The star of the show is their coffee fruit extract, which helps you focus. Like I said, there's no jitters, there's no crash. You still got that energy. Even when the energy's gone, you know, be like, oh man, I feel like I need to go to sleep or to have like five more drinks. I have like two or three of these a day. Literally, I love my water. So I just add a cup, one scoopful of W Powder Energy. Yo, this is the dope. And they just happened to have their 2-year anniversary recently. And they came out with probably, to me, the greatest flavor. Second to Dub Sludge. It's called Calio Cream. It's a mango orange cream flavor. Oh my God. You guys, literally, go check them out. If you like orange cream like orange-sicle, it tastes just like it. All right? So check out W Energy. Hit that for 10% off your tubs. Hit the MFG22 for 10% off your tubs. All right, let's go into the next issue. Hey, yo, what's going on, everybody? So today we are going to start with, I hope everybody's good, by the way. I hope everybody's great. It's May 1st. It might release this on May 2nd. We'll see. But today is May 1st. Start to a whole new month. I feel like a lot of things have happened since last Monday. Because last week was CineCon. And they came out with, to me, the only thing I care about was the Flash trailer. The other things came out, but to me, the Flash trailer, we'll talk about that. But first, I want to talk about Xbox Games with Gold and the PS Plus for the month of May. So as we know it right now, it's May 1st. So for Xbox, their stuff's already out. They have Star Wars Episode 1 Racer and HOA. I actually remember Star Wars Episode 1 Racer when I was a kid. It's like pod racing. It was difficult to race. Oh my goodness. That was so hard. Basically, that's coming from May 1st to May 31st. And then HOA is coming from May 16th to June 15th. But I'm gonna read the description and then, you know what I'm saying? So, based on the iconic pod racing scene from The Phantom Menace, Star Wars Episode 1 Racer sees players climb aboard their favorite pod racers and take charge of the controls as Anakin Skywalker and Subdue Boba, and a whole host of other characters from the galaxy far, far away. After taking an adrenaline-fueled ride through Tatooine, you might want to soothe out your mind with a trip to the beautiful world of, this will get to the next game, HOA. This is a puzzle platformer. Is one to get lost in, as it features breathtaking hand-painted art, lovely music, and a peaceful, relaxing atmosphere. So that's basically what HOA. I'm reading this off IGN.com, just to clarify. Supposedly, HOA was considered like a hidden treasure. It said it was how the Ghibli-inspired platformer was born from its creators. Kindness toward nature and one another while trying to evoke the feeling of being a child again. Expanding the world with curiosity, and fresh eyes. I might test this out for y'all, see how it is. I'm not a big puzzle platformer guy. I like Doom racing games, but I remember this pod racing Star Wars Episode 1. That was hard. When I mean hard, y'all, turning was the most difficult thing. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it was just me. But to me, it's like you couldn't turn at all. It's like, what's the point of playing the game if you can't do nothing? You know what I'm saying? But all right, let's get into May's PS Plus. As soon as I look for it, I do this off the rip for y'all. I could be ahead of the schedule. You're right. I could, but I'm not. Oh, I need a drink of water. I have to find some. All right, so for PS Plus, May 2023, we have Sony has revealed that they have the lineup including Chivalry 2 for PS4 and PS5, Grid Legends PS4, PS5, and Descenders PS4, PS5. And Grid Legends came out in 2022. How can I describe Grid Legends? It's a racing game. If you Grids is basically a racing franchise for the most part, but it says which features the documentary style live action story mode, Driven to Glory, alongside new race modes, a 22 player multiplayer offering, and a main career mode. IGN gave it a 7 out of 10. It said it's a sure step up from its previous predecessors. Basically a racing game. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you there. Is it better than Forza? No. Is it better than Gran Turismo? Yeah. No. I would say it's like, I would go top 3. Top 4 maybe, even. Chivalry 2. So, Chivalry 2 is a multiplayer, like, medieval combat game. First person, I believe. It says, immerse players in large-scale 64-player brawls as they compete over a range of objectives across sprawling maps. Players can choose from a selection of 12 classes, each of which have their own distinct strengths, weaknesses, and gameplay styles. The PS5 version of the game also benefits from running at a 4K at 60 frames per second. So that, how can I say this? Imagine Call of Duty, but medieval times. There you go. I think you get to ride horses, swords, bow and arrows, sticks, you know, all that stuff. So that's basically Chivalry 2 is. Descenders, I think if I'm right, Descenders is a bicycle racing game. I think so. Yeah. So PlayStation May offering in-depth physics paired with procedural generated downhill free riding levels. Players can unlock new bikes and outfits while improving their online rep system. And it's easy to pick up but difficult to master game. So basically it's a bike racing game. Like off-road biking in a sense. Like a bicycle. Not a motorbike, but a bicycle. I'm surprised they made games. But they made a game like Tour de France. So I guess I can't be that surprised by that. But that is your Xbox games for gold for the month of May, and your PS Plus games for the month of May. To me, nothing really big, so to speak. I mean, some people might enjoy some of these games. For me personally, I'm good for this month. Especially since I don't have a PS4 anymore because it broke. So, but we're going to get into what's going on for this week. And I feel there's a lot of things, especially the end of this week. Friday and Saturday are the main two big days that things are happening. But again, we'll be back in a second. Chill! It is time to say hello once again. We are back. It is time to say goodbye to, I would say, I don't want to say, you could say, the best team or second best team in the MCU. It's time to say goodbye to the Guardians of the Galaxy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this week, the final installment, even though they have had fan screenings and like media, most media have seen it last week. This Friday, some places even late Thursday night, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, the story comes to an end. We get a good, from what I hear, it's getting great reviews. It's heartwarming. It's funny like it's supposed to be. But we get the story of the final story of Rocket, how his life came to be and stuff like that. I'm assuming we get like the ending of, like I said before, when we did the trailer like a few months back, I think Peter's going to die. This is my opinion. I feel like Peter Quill is going to die. It's the way they made the trailer seem. Like, he's the one that's going to pass away. But all these movies have been awesome. You know? Guardians 1 was obviously, no one knew the heck this team was. Like, what is this random crew of random people that nobody knew? But they became probably one of the most popular characters from the main Avengers team. That was like, people loved and enjoyed, you know, Drax, the mean, beefy guy that you would think no one was going to like, but he probably became one of the top characters of the movie, this whole little three movie franchise. Rocket, just with this attitude, like you think he doesn't care, but he does care, kind of thing. Same thing with Gamora. You know, I want to see how they took Gamora from what happened in Endgame to now. What happens. So here, basically, Nebula is Gamora, and Gamora is Nebula in the sense of what we saw in the first two Guardians. Or at least in the first one. Because remember, it's a whole different Nebula. Technically, this Nebula is from the first movie. Or even before that. So, and then you got Peter Quill, which started the whole thing, man. That move. First, 5 minutes, we got introduced to Peter Quill, and we kind of knew who he was already. Just off the rip. He made it fun. And probably the one character that nobody saw coming, with just three freaking words, but yet three words that brought emotion. Vin Diesel did a freaking phenomenal job with Groot. Little Groot. I mean, adult Groot, teenage Groot, baby Groot, like, toddler Groot. He did awesome with Groot, man. So I'm going to sad to see this go. Even though the Guardians of the Galaxy are almost like the Avengers, where there's always going to be different people on the team. Because Zoe Saldana, who plays Gamora, said she's done with Gamora. This was her last ride with Gamora. But she also stated, if I'm correct, the Guardians may not be done, but I'm done with Gamora. So does that mean, obviously I do think we're going to see the Guardians in other movies. Like the Kang Dynasty, which we're not even going to get into that because I don't know what's going to happen with that movie. You know, and like other interjectable roles. So I do see we're going to see everybody in different parts of the role. Even though Dave Bautista said he's done with Drax. Like, you'll never see him in Drax. But I feel like that's not true. I feel like he's going to be, like, if there's a scene that calls for it, for them, they want him to be in it. I think he'll do it. But I don't think he'll do it for like a 5 minute scene. And then it gets cut out of the movie because then I would be mad. But yo, you made me spend 16 hours in a chair, put up this makeup back on for 5 minutes, and you only put me in the movie anyways. Yeah, no, but who knows? Who knows? So Guardians could come back because even James Gunn said himself, this is the last time you'll see this group of people together. So Star-Lord, Rocket, Groot, Drax, Gamora, Nebula, what's it? Kraglin. Can't forget Kraglin. So who knows? But I'm excited for this movie. I want to see it Thursday night because I know my movie theater is showing it Thursday night. But if not Thursday night, I want to see it Friday night. And then come back with you with a review either next week or just right after when I finish watching the movie. Because this is a movie that needs to be seen. It needs to be watched, you know? But, yeah. Yeah, man. I'm excited. I know I'm pausing a lot, but it's like, I don't know. It's, like, it's a weird feeling, you know? Like, most of the movies that started all this stuff to get to Endgame, at least, are, like, shutting their doors. I know we're getting a whole bunch of new characters and all that stuff, but still, it just feels slightly weird. You know? It just feels weird. But, yes, that is Guardians of the Galaxy. Go check it out in your movie theaters this coming Friday, this whole weekend coming up. Obviously, real quick, I know this is, we were just talking Marvel real quick, but yo, shout out to Mario. The Super Mario movie hit $1 billion this past weekend. $1 billion. Holy smacks. That is bananas. I'm not really surprised because it's Mario. So, and if you want to hear my review on that, me and the kids dropped that review last Monday, literally a week ago. So go check that out. My kiddos, I feel like they did a great job with that review. So go show them some love also. You drop a hit on my Twitter, at MellowPod22. Drop a little sentence. Just tell them how they did. You know, they enjoy that kind of stuff. All right? But we'll be back with WWE Backlash. Let's go. All right, y'all, let's get into it. This weekend, again, a lot of stuff coming up, literally just Friday and Saturday alone. This weekend at night, we have WWE Backlash in where? My country, my home, my first home, Puerto Rico. Let's go, bro. I think this is the first time WWE has been in Puerto Rico for a pay-per-view. A live show. I mean, they probably done like events, like, you know, like the shows that you don't see on TV that people go to. I think they've done plenty of those, but they've never done a pay-per-view since I've been alive, I feel like, ever in Puerto Rico. I am excited for this. I'm ready for the revenue for my country to just start piling up. Yo, let's go. I am excited. And you, for the most part, you have like a good amount of your Latinos on the show. At least like your main ones, I feel like. Because I'm going to go through the match card. And I'm going to say what I feel should end the show. And it's just stupid, but this is my opinion. So we have Austin Theory versus Bronson Reed versus Bobby Lashley for the U.S. title. All right, let's go. Theory's not losing. I feel like Theory's been losing that title way too much. If he's going to lose, that means you got to put him in the new. By the way, there's a new world heavyweight title now for Raw, Monday Night Raw. Triple H shouted that out on last Monday's Raw because he says whatever. Because of the draft just happened this past Friday. So I'm not even going to talk about that. Maybe next week I'll talk about it after like Monday's draft happens and all that. But if Austin Theory loses this title and Bobby Lashley ain't winning it, because if he wins it, he's got to bring it to SmackDown. Which actually would make sense because Gunther just... Okay, no, that makes sense now. Never mind. Because we don't know where Austin Theory's going. We know Bronson Reed's going, but we know Bobby Lashley just got drafted to SmackDown. So if Bobby Lashley wins, he'd be bringing it to SmackDown because Gunther has an Intercontinental title and he just got drafted to Raw. So, okay. So that would make sense for Bobby to win it then. Okay. And you see, I didn't think about that until just now. Okay. That seems cool. Next, we have, so Bobby Lashley wins the U.S. title, brings it to SmackDown. Next, we have Seth freaking Rollins versus Almost. Almost has been putting up matches, bro, and they're putting him with heavy hitters lately. Like, they've been dropping him with heavy hitters. Come on, he got a match with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, and I think he did really well. He's actually done very well with, like, who they've been giving him. And now they're giving him Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins can make almost anybody look phenomenal. So I feel if Almost have a great match with Seth, you're about to start elevating him to another level of, like, title contention, even if it's the U.S. title or the Intercontinental title. Because we still don't know where Seth or Almost is going in the draft, if they go anywhere, right? And then we're gonna skip the Latino section. That's gonna be last. That's the more important to me. Next, we have Bianca Belair and Io Sky for the Raw Women's Championship. Okay, so the women's championships are kind of weird because Bianca just got traded to Raw. To SmackDown. And Rhea's... So my assumption is Rhea is moving to Raw. I don't see Bianca 1 losing to Io Sky. That's not happening at all. That's ridiculous. But I feel there also would have to be like a fight between Rhea and Bianca to just switch titles. Because I don't like when the last time we had a draft, Charlotte and Becky, when they were champions, Charlotte just threw the title on the floor at Becky's feet, and Becky just handed over her title to Charlotte. Like, that was dumb. Give it something that people won't be like, oh, wait, so that title's better than yours, or this title's better than mine, kind of thing. Like, give it something, you know? Give it some meaning. But I do not see Bianca losing her title, her Raw Women's Championship, at any point in time. The only way I see that happening, if it becomes a three-woman fight, and Rhea Ripley enters that fight, and I'll explain why in a second. But the whole damage control Bianca Belair thing, I think it's over. I'm over it, at least. Like, just let it go, please. Bianca needs somebody else to fight, or have Bianca lose the title. Which I don't. Again, I do not believe she is losing the title. All right, next we have, six man. Okay, we have Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and Matt Riddle versus the Usos and Solo Sikoa. Just call them all the Usos. They're all Usos, if nobody knows, means brother. So if someone says, hey, Us, what's going on, my Us? You know, like, what's going on, my brother? What's going on? And Jimmy J and Solo in real life are brothers. Those are Rikishi's sons, if nobody knew that. So this past Friday, the Usos lost the tag team rematch opportunity against Sammy and Kevin. So, and also, another thing, when the draft happened, first pick was Roman with Solo, with Paul Heyman, but the Usos were not a part of that. Think about that for a second. We're about to see a demise. Well, it's been teased for weeks, if not a couple months, the demise of the Bloodline. So I'm not even going to worry about that. That's just going to happen. I feel Roman might show up here just to see what happens. Sammy and Kevin and Matt Riddle versus the Usos and Solo. Solo's only had one loss in his record so far on the main roster. That's against Cody. Can I see? If anything would have happened, it would be here if Sammy was going to turn on Kevin. Can I see the Usos and Solo losing? Yes, I could. But I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen. They've been losing a lot lately. I mean, I guess it builds up the story between them and Roman, all these losses they've been having. But I don't know. I don't know. This is the match. I'm like, I'm not sure. I don't know who's going to win this one. I mean, I love me some Usos. I'm almost a fan of this whole Aunt Nui Fatu family. Their vibe is just, I enjoy their vibe when they come out. The entrance, all the entrances are bangers. So, but just for the sake of just saying it, the Usos and Solo win the title. Not the title, but they win the match. Next we have, which randomly happened, Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes. I apologize. Oh my goodness. Woo. Brock versus Cody. If y'all don't know what happened here, after Cody lost to Roman at WrestleMania, they came back on Monday Night Raw the next day, and Cody was challenging Roman for the title. Roman was like, "No, but no, you can't have an opportunity anymore. You know, no." And then Roman was like, "Yeah, I'll fight you." And Cody was like, "I'll fight you anyway. I don't care. Fine." And then Heyman was like, "Yeah, get yourself a partner." And out of nowhere comes out Brock Lesnar. Everybody's like, Brock don't work with nobody. So this is weird that he just came out. And by the end of the night, Brock basically turned on Cody and whipped his butt. So I can see, because again, Cody also just got drafted to Raw, which I guess we're all guessing he's getting the title, the new title, as a, again, consolation prize, because he can't beat Roman. So, I can see Brock winning here again, though. Again, Cody's got to hit that climb. He needs to lose X amount of times before he starts, oh my goodness, what the hell? Before he starts rising up again and, like, really taking over what he needs to take over. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. But I do think Brock's going to demolish him. Even though I did not know that Cody Rhodes was part Latino. The fact that when he said that one time on Monday Night Raw, I think it was before Mania, he's like, "Oh, my Cuban mother would say whip your ass." I was like, "Wait, what did he just say?" He said his Cuban mother? So, essentially, Cody Rhodes is Latino. I did not know this until that night. So basically, on the card, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know about anybody else on here. 4 people of Latino descent on the match card. Kind of wish it was more, but whatever. So I know if you're going to be in Puerto Rico, have a Latino in there. Cody should win, but I think Brock is going to win. Somehow, some way, Brock's going to win. Next, now we get to my Latinos. I want to say, I am happy that the LWO is back in WWE. I am happy. That makes me, that literally, when I saw that, when I saw them shirts, Ray pulled it out a couple months back, like, that filled my heart with joy. Just pure joy. Latino World Order. And then the fact that they brought in, like, Puerto Rico-inspired LWO colored shirt. Yo, when I saw that on April 6th, I think that's the first day they like showed it out on like Twitter, I bought it that day. I said it's supposed to be here by Friday. So it should be here before Backlash. Yes. I'm rocking that shirt. I'll rock that shirt for as long as I can. You know, that is just awesome. I cannot wait. But I feel the show is going to end the show before the main show, because we saw the SmackDown Women's title, which is, and I know they only did this because Selena is Puerto Rican and they're gonna be in Puerto Rico. Rhea Ripley versus Zelina Vega. Now, this is a wild shot, by the way, because let's be serious, I don't think no one would believe that it's possible. I mean, I'm not saying it can't be possible, but is it offshoot for me to say that Selena Vega wins the SmackDown Women's title. Did he just say that? Yes, I did. Yes, I freaking did. Yes, there's been no hype for this match. I don't want to say no hype. There's been no hardcore build-up for this match, except, you know, Jelena trying to fight Rhea every once in a while on SmackDown. But, yes, please. Because, you know, she might lose it a few weeks later, like in Saudi Arabia or something. But I don't care. The fact that you have a New Yorican, a Puerto, you know what I'm saying, a Puerto Rican, even if just the fact that she's a Puerto Rican female, and she goes home to Puerto Rico and wins the SmackDown Women's title, do you know how big that is? Just for her herself. Just for herself. And her, like, just how she would feel. And then her family, oh my, like, I'm almost tearing up thinking about how that important that would be for her. Like, I feel like she should win it. Listen, if you give Jinder Mahal the title just because they went to, okay, so when they started going to India doing, what is it, the pay-per-view they do twice a year, Crown Jewel and another one. When y'all do that, y'all go to India for that, right? Let's be serious. Before that, Jinder Mahal, no one gave a crap about Jinder Mahal. But because they were going to India, they gave him the World Heavyweight title before they went to India. So that way, you know, an Indian American or someone from India, like, I'm trying to get the right words here, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say, is represented when they go to India and he comes out rocking that championship for his people. Why can't you do the same for Zelina Vega? Why can't you? Why can she not win that title at fucking home? With the home crowd being there. What, she might never win it again, but I guarantee you she wouldn't give a damn because that would be the highlight of her career. She should win the title. Zelina Vega, SmackDown Women's Championship in Puerto Rico. Let's go. You know what it is. Two! Next. I think this is going to end the show because, well, one, he's literally the reason, one of the reasons we're in Puerto Rico now is Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest. If you don't know, Damian Priest is a Puerto Rican, so I respect that. I love that, too. Bad Bunny, you know, rap Puerto all day. From the first time they teamed up at WrestleMania a couple years back against Miz and Logan Paul, which I feel, as much as I don't want to admit this, I feel the Paul brothers are also a reason why WWE is in Puerto Rico. Because they live there. So it's like, okay. But I feel Bad Bunny has to be a major part of that, though. So, Damian Priest is losing. I'm sorry. You're not going to have Bad Bunny lose the biggest star Puerto Rico has had in a long time. Besides Ozuna. I don't think Ozuna is Puerto Rican. But yeah, you're not going to have Bad Bunny lose. Sorry. I cannot see that. And you're going to have probably Judgment Day, like Dominic, Finn, and probably Rhea on the outside as well of the apron. And then the LWO outside for Bad Bunny, you know, Rey, Santos, Joaquin Wilde. And I'm sorry, I forgot the other dude's name of Legado de Fantasma / LWO. So Bad Bunny's not losing. No, sorry. But to me, that'll either start the night off or it's going to end the night. But either that or Rhea and Zelina are going to end the night or start the night. It's going to be one of those two. You can have Zelina in the middle, but I don't see Bad Bunny being in the middle. Either he's starting the show or he's ending the show. Easy. Done as that. So, yeah. So, let's run it back. Cody wins because he's Latino. I'm being serious. This is the reason, my reasons. The Zayn Owens Riddle versus Uso solo match. I'm up with that, but I'm saying Usos and solo. Bianca's not losing a Raw Women's title. Bad Bunny is going to whoop Damian's ass with the help of probably LWO, with also Judgment Day interfering. Did I say anything about Seth or almost? Seth has been putting people over for the last 2 to 3 years with no title opportunity in sight. Like, Seth needs to win. Almost could win, but that's another one I'm tossing about. But Seth needs to win. And since Bobby is going to SmackDown, I can see Bobby winning the U.S. title, bringing it to SmackDown, since Gunther is now on Monday Night Raw with the Intercontinental. And then Zelina Vega will win. I am manifesting this. I'm saying this to the world. Zelina Vega will win the SmackDown Women's Championship. I don't care if she loses it a week later. I don't care if she loses it 2 weeks later. I don't care if she loses it in Saudi Arabia. And what is it, May 27th, I think it is. Who cares? She's going to win. She's going to win in Puerto Rico. She's going to win. That's gonna be the quote of the century, bro. I'm telling you, Zelina Vega will win the SmackDown Women's Championship against Rhea Bloody Ripley. Let's go. Finally, we're going to talk about what probably the greatest trailer I've seen in a long time. And I'm already hearing like phenomenal reviews. Yes, mainly from media personnel, but everybody's saying like this is as top tier as The Dark Knight. Was it The Dark Knight? The one with Jared Leto. Not Jared Leto. Oh my God, slapped me in the face. Joker. Christian Bale, oh my God, what the hell is that movie? Oh, what's it done? The Dark Knight. I'm right. What the hell am I saying? It's as top tier as that. The movie is phenomenal. I have read so many things. I've watched this trailer about, I think, 6 times now. Right now, I have it on like a quarter speed. I'm trying to catch different things off this trailer. I'm watching it as I'm talking to y'all. Excuse me. I love the fact that Keaton's back. My Keaton's back. You know what I'm saying? You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Come on, man. That's funny as hell. You can see more in-depth look at the Bat Cave. You see the Bat Wing. Then we get to see all the suits that he's gone and used throughout his years as Batman. You know, and I think they said it's like 20 years after Batman. I mean, the first one. So, that's we got also Batfleck back. And it's awesome that actually brought him back. And he looks so good. So good in this movie. And you know what? As good as Ezra Miller, whatever he's done, I also cannot be forgiven in the last couple years. But the fact that this, I'm going to be real, never thought this movie was going to come out. Never thought this movie was going to come out. It was all the stuff that he was doing. So the fact that this movie is about to happen in a month or so, month and a half from today, I am happy. One, the suit looks phenomenal. Both suits for both Barrys looks great. The way the Speed Force, oh my God, the Speed Force looks so good. The way they're showing it in this movie. At least in this trailer, I should say. The way his Barry's suit lights up when it's like pulsing with electricity. Phenomenal. Sasha Calle. I'm not gonna lie. At first, I didn't know who she was. So her being Supergirl, I was not sure how they were gonna do that. But, she might end up to me being the star of this whole movie. Because basically they're pulling the whole, again, this movie's based on Flashpoint. Instead of Superman and Supergirl, you know, being trapped in a place and they break her out and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Zod, I like the fact, I don't know if they actually brought the person that, I forgot his name, the person that played Zod back to do these roles, or are they just cuts? Well, they had to have brought him back. There's certain scenes that are with him and Sasha Gaia and stuff like that. Gaia, can't talk today. But it's almost like the exact same scenes as what happened in Batman vs Superman. Or even in Justice League. So we have a certain scene almost exactly to the T. And also, there's a scene in the trailer, if you catch it. I didn't catch it until someone brought it up, where you see Barry's like prototype suit when he goes back in time, like a first time. When there's a little kid like trying to grab something. And if you look behind that little kid, you see Barry in like a prototype suit. I think that's really cool. You get to see like different suits of berries and stuff like that. The suit on Sasha Gaia looks awesome. Superman suit. The S, what does it stand for? It stands for hope, right? Yup. I don't know. I feel Keaton's gonna die in this movie though. Just like in a way, I don't want to say pass the torch. But just move forward with the Michael Keaton Batman. Because let's be serious, this is probably the last time he'll ever play Batman. He is, I don't care what anybody says, to me, the greatest live action Batman we've ever had. Just like Kevin Conroy will forever be, to me, the greatest animated voiced Batman of all time. So, this movie, I hope it does what Mario just recently did, hits a billion. Because I know James Gunn said this is what's gonna restart the whole new James Gunn DC universe thing, but since it is Flashpoint, you technically could still have Barry, even if it's a different Barry Allen actor, or even Wally West as the Flash in a different universe, you know? But this movie comes out June 16th, if I'm correct. It's just, I don't know what else to say. It's just, I'm excited for this movie. I'm happy this movie's finally arriving. This trailer looks phenomenal. The graphics look awesome. Also, there's going to be a bunch of CGI. You can tell even off the trailer the CGI. Come on now. You can't tell and you complain about it, then you're crazy. Oh, okay. It's almost time for me to shut this episode down because I am yawning a little too much. But before I go, I want to also say this Saturday is free comic book day. Go hit up your comic book stores, show them some love, get some free comics out of the way. Remember, there's only about 23 free comics. Nothing on the shelves is free. They'll probably have like a little table out for like free comics and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But yes, go check out your comic book store this weekend. Mine is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's across the street. If you live in Massachusetts, in Watertown, or in Watertown area, Watertown, Mass, go check out the Comic Stop. It is across the street from the Watertown Library and the Watertown City Hall. It's kind of a smaller one, but it gets packed on free comic book day. He always gets pumped up for it. So go check them out or go check out your own local comic book shop. Show them love. This is the days that they kind of need. Let's just keep the comic book industry just booming and going. I know a lot of people do the digital stuff. I don't know. Yeah, there's free digital, but it all depends how you like reading your books. Someone reading them to you, you just read them off a tablet, a laptop, something like that, or you actually having a physical copy and getting it. But yo, go check them out anywhere you want to go, any comic book store that you live near, across town, just check them out, even just for like 20 minutes. Go check them out, see what they have. Again, you might see something you read when you were a kid. If you're an adult, if you're in your 30s like me, like, oh, I haven't read this in a while, maybe I'll pick this up. Oh, I didn't know there was a new iteration of this character. Let me go check this out, you know? Or even introduce your own children to, like, my kids are into comics. Give or take sometimes. Like my kids are into like the whole Dog Man, Captain Underpants, Dave Pilkey kind of comic series, things like that. But sometimes, like, my son will read some of my comics, like, "Oh, Dad, what's this?" And then we get to talk about it, have a discussion, and he enjoys that. So that's a good way sometimes to, there's other ways to bond with your kids instead of fixing crap. You know? Sorry to say, but I feel like most people think, "Oh, let's fix something so we can bond." That's, I mean, yeah, you need to know that stuff too, but there's other things that you can bond over with your children. Or even with your spouse, even. Your spouse not into it, show them some. Show them what you're into. Or boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever. But yeah, like I said, go ahead to your local comic book store. Show them some love this weekend, May 6th. And it's always the first Saturday of May. Always. Go check them out. Show them love. Y'all know what it is. I'll catch y'all on the next. Oh, wait. What am I doing? Go hit up my Twitter at Mellopod22. You know what it is. Give me a like. Give me a share. Check out the podcast and all your different platforms. You, not YouTube, sorry. Spotify. Podbean. Oh my goodness, I'm blanking here. Apple, Google Podcasts. Show me love anywhere you hear this podcast. And like, tell me that you're listening. Like, hit me up on Twitter. Tell me that you are listening to my episodes. Show me. How about this? I'm gonna challenge somebody. If you really listen to this and you made it this far into the episode, send me something from the la from about the middle of this episode, anything, what I talked about. And then I'll be like, all right, they listened to the episode at least halfway, you know? But you won't know unless you listen to the end of this episode. See? So, all right. And go check out the Miller Podcast group on Facebook. I need to some point somehow get my Instagram back up. I will see how I'll do that at some point in time. But always and forever. One love. Peace.